Initiating transmission. Data received. You are now plugged into Action Features.
It was a rainy day in spring. Little Timmy was at the local grocer with his mother. "Pick out the cereal you want," she said to him. Scanning the shelves of all the brightly colored boxes, Timmy had a hard time deciding what to choose. Some cereal boasted marshmallows, some were covered in honey, still others beckoned with chocolate or cinnamon. Then it caught his eye. The plain Rice Krispies with an... I messed up the box. Hold on. I'm not done. The plain Rice Krispies with the toy on the box. An odd choice for a child of eight, yes, but it wasn't the thought of soggy puffed rice that grabbed him. It was the promise of the toy on the front of the box. Satisfied with the choice, Timmy and his mother left the store. It was scarcely an hour later when Timmy told his mother that he was hungry. "Already?" she asked. Timmy already had the box of Rice Krispies in his arms, eager to dig in. The bowl and milk she had set out for him weren't even touched as he ripped into the top of the box. His mother opened the plastic bag inside, wondering what all the fuss was about. As soon as the box was set on the table, the boy plunged his eager hand down through the puffs of rice, causing some to spill out of the box onto the table. "Timmy, you're making a mess!" his mother exclaimed. He ignored the old bag and continued to dig, his hands sweeping around in the cereal, not finding what he was looking for. Then there was thunder outside, and lightning illuminated the sinister smile on his mother's face. "Aha!" she said. "Now I understand! Ha 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 ha! Not since I was a child have they put toys in the box!" Timmy's heart raced. He couldn't believe it. He was sure that such a small toy could easily fit inside the cereal box. He continued to dig. "Don't believe me? Look on the back." Timmy could barely read, but he made out the words "send in" and "three proofs of purchase plus shipping and handling." His hand went dead inside the ocean of cereal, lifeless and numb. Then thunder clapped again and the lights flickered. It was at that moment that Timmy was hit with the horrible realization that he would be stuck for at least a week with the dullest cereal ever made, and have to drudge through two more boxes of the stuff before that simple toy would even be within reach. Rice Krispies flew everywhere as he yanked his hand from the box and made a shaking fist to the sky. No! It's the end of the story.
I understand. I see where you're
it's
going.
It's terrible. That's what's happening all around America today.
Yeah, that's... I mean, you don't get the toys in the boxes.
So today...
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
Are we recording?
Was that
right
recording?
Now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, whoa, Well,
is this on?
Testing, right? Check. Check, hello? 1, 2. Okay.
Oh, well.
Well, I hope...
Hope you didn't get scared. Don't get scared.
This is it. Don't get scared now. Yeah, so that's the story. That's what's happening all across America. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about cereal premiums.
Yeah. Well, it's... We can segue a couple things here.
Let's
introduce... Where are we at?
We're at actionfeatures.net, the podcast.
There it is. What is this, episode 6?
Episode 6, my friend.
That's a lot.
As a matter of fact...
too much to ask people to listen to.
Actually, I didn't plan on going any past 6.
I didn't either.
So this is could be the last episode.
Plus, I also thought we were going to do bi-weekly, whatever.
Yeah.
I still don't know which one it is.
Remember?
Whichever one is every 2 weeks,
right.
I thought we were doing. So I didn't think we'd be on this for like 12 weeks.
We're
doing it on 6 weeks.
We're good for a while.
We still don't have
just
one episode in the can either. That was another thing we said we were going to do. We're going to have one episode in the can at all times, just in case.
It's impossible to do.
We can't do it.
It's impossible.
We're like little kids at Christmas, and each episode is like a present.
Yes.
And we've got it sitting there. We're like, we should probably wait till Christmas to open that. We're
we're
opening it
right off
the bat.
No, we're doing it right now.
We're uploading it right now.
Not only that,
yeah,
but the technology doesn't exist to do that.
You can't do it.
You can't have one in the can. You can't save it.
You can't do that.
You can't.
I think the technology does exist, but we'll go ahead and run with it.
Okay, well,
you can't save things.
Okay, well.
This is all live.
Live.
You listen to it live right now.
Whenever
somebody plugs in and says, oh, I'm going to listen to Action Features on iTunes, we get a buzz, and we're like, oh, crap, somebody's listening. We better start recording.
Oh,
and
that's so live. That's
live.
How it happens. Yeah.
All right. So this episode, We didn't have a whole lot of ideas.
That's no, we have an
we
idea.
Had, oh, wait. We had tons of ideas is what we had. And we picked the best one. I remember, I think it was Mike Lacey said we should do an episode on our favorite cereals.
Yeah.
Which kind of, you know, got the ball rolling to talk about cereal premiums and fast food premiums, like for Happy Meal toys.
My favorite cereal is boring. You don't want to hear about my favorite cereal, so I can't talk about my
favorite. You eat all adult cereals.
I eat adult cereals,
that's all you have. I still eat kid cereals,
for a long
time. Love them.
Yep.
I love kid cereals. Yep. But there's not as many good kid cereals as when I was a kid. Yep. Okay, I want to say, okay, as far as cereal premiums go, I think we've just addressed one of the major problems with cereal premiums nowadays, is they don't come in the cereal box anymore. It's you don't go in the store and say, oh, look at that, there's, say, I don't know what's hot with kids these days. Let's say,
I don't know,
Spider-Man? Let's say Ninjago.
Ninjago.
Okay.
How about
Ninjago? Let's say that's hot with the kids.
Yu-Gi-Oh, I think.
Let's say Yu-Gi-Oh
is the big thing.
Yu-Gi-Oh's
the cereal.
Let's say Yu-Gi-Oh's is on the box of Cheerios, and it says, "Oh, get your Yu-Gi-Oh's figure in the box or from this cereal."
Yeah.
And so when we were kids, we would think, "Oh, you just get the box, like
you buy
said
the box
the story,
of cereal, and you get it.
It's in there. It's in the bag somewhere."
That was the fun.
That was the cool part. But nowadays, you get it and you flip over the back of the box, and it says you can get one Yu-Gi-Oh's for 3 proof of purchases and $2.50 shipping.
Yeah.
$2.50 is ridiculous. That's like as much as the box of cereal is, which is insane. If you're lucky.
Cereals is expensive. But
so that is a real crapshoot for kids nowadays. That's not fair. That's not fun.
It's not fun.
They took the fun out of cereal.
They took the fun out of cereal.
They took the Wii out of Sea Wheel.
What?
Get it? The Wii? Fun? Wii. Sea
Wheel. That was a stretch.
I'm sorry. It was off the top of my head.
That's okay. It's okay. It's not
it's
bad.
It's the best I can do.
It's not bad.
Try and take out my cereal that sounds fun.
It's not bad.
Hmm? Can you think of something that's fun inside the word cereal? It's not that easy, is it?
Cerebral palsy.
That is not fun.
It's not fun.
That's not fun at all.
I forgot. Okay.
Okay. Mine
okay.
Was
so
better.
So good job. You did.
Thanks, man.
You did well.
Okay. So that.
Not only that, but you're lucky to even get a toy offered.
It's over.
At all.
Yeah.
At best, sometimes you get, oh, here's a cardboard cutout on the back of a game.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna give you a word puzzle.
That's
a
not
word
fun.
Puzzle.
The last.
What?
The last two things that we've mailed in for, because there's no even thinking about there's something. I take that back. During the Star Trek thing, when the Star Trek 2009 movie was going on, there were these little badges, these little plastic badges, and they lit up. It's still not a great toy, but
that's
at least
pretty,
it was actually
no,
in
that's
the
cool.
box.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I remember the only other two things I can remember lately, and we had to send in for both of them, were a Toy Story bowl.
Lame.
A Toy Story bowl.
Yeah.
And a Star Trek plate.
You have to wait till you get the bowl to eat the cereal.
Exactly. What's going
on? Oh, I have three boxes. I'm three boxes deep, and I'm still waiting for my bowl to show up.
Bowl.
I can't eat this.
I'm just pouring milk into the box. It's a huge mess. That stinks nowadays.
Yeah.
Some cereal memories? Let's talk about some cereal memories. Well, do you have anything else to say about the premiums first?
Well, the premiums are part of my memories. I remember seeing, I think it was Raisin Bran. They had the California Raisins premiums.
Yeah.
Were awesome. There were
those
so many
were
of
cool.
them to collect.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing them. They were on top of the box.
Too.
There was a box on top of the box.
I remember this.
With a window in it.
Yes.
And it showed what raisin you were getting. And I had a lot of those. I've got other cereal premiums that were my favorites.
The Disney Afternoon ones were great. Those were awesome.
I had a DuckTales. That was the only way to get a Gizmo duck.
That's the only way you can get a... Well, Darkwing they made a figure of.
Right, later on.
But
yep,
the figure kind of stunk. But the Cereal Premium was awesome.
Cereal Premium was cool.
There was Gizmo Duck, Launchpad.
The Gizmo was awesome.
There was Darkwing. There was DuckTales ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when you were talking about how, you know, they had the thing along the top of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Around that time, I think it was Kroger's. I don't know if they had like some kind of deal or what. But they had some boxes where it was like cellophaned, and there was like all four premiums that were stuck on top of the box, like one from each set.
Yeah,
it had like I think Uncle Scrooge or somebody, and then like
I remember that
Gizmo Duck.
I remember
from
that
the Darkwing set, and then like one of the gummy bears or something. I don't know what it was.
I remember there were gummy bears too.
Yeah.
I had one of those
they
too.
Made
that,
all those.
That was
those
the only way
great
to get a gummy
premiums.
Bears.
Those
great.
Were awesome.
Great.
One of my favorite premiums was also attached to my all-time favorite cereal.
What's?
Do you know where I'm going with this? I think you know my all-time favorite.
I think
cereal.
I do know what it is.
Yeah. Batman the cereal. That's from the ad.
1989.
1989 Batman cereal is my favorite cereal of all time. And
it's Captain Crunch.
Well, not really.
It's
it
shaped
was a little
like
different.
Bats.
It was a little different than Captain Crunch.
Okay, okay.
It tasted like those Honey Nut O's, from what I remember. Yeah. It tasted a little bit like those, like the yellow parts of those.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to have that Batman bank, yes, which couldn't even fit in the box.
Right.
But they still gave it to you. They cellophaned it to the front of the box.
Cellophane on the outside.
They were like, you know, we can't fit this in there, but we can't make kids send in something for this. That would be wrong.
That would be wrong to do.
You know what we're going to do? We're just going to stick it to the front of the box and shrink wrap it onto the box.
Show them what they get.
Yeah.
You like Batman?
You like Batman?
We got
you
a
like
new
collecting money?
Hey, you like collecting money?
Hey, do you like collecting your money?
Well, guess what? Now you've got a place to put it. Hey,
yeah.
Do you like Batman, the movie that's coming out?
You've heard of it.
You know the cereal's only going to be available.
I keep it going.
You know the, hey, you know the cereal's only going to be available for a short amount of time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
I didn't know
you
it.
You should have stockpiled.
I've said this for years.
Yeah.
I would have savored that last bowl had I known it was my last bowl. I just kept thinking that, oh, this is, I was a little fat James sitting there going, I love this cereal. I can't get enough of it.
I'll have as much as
I'll
I want.
As much as I want. This will never end. It ended. It totally ended.
It ended.
I went back to the store for my Batman cereal. It was gone.
Yeah.
There was no more.
No more.
I didn't, what are you doing?
Don't worry.
You twisting some dials right now?
Yeah. Little bit
more. So should we talk about...
Now it sounds like we're in two sides of the speaker.
I remember when we were talking about this episode beforehand,
mm-hmm,
and you said that'll be a perfect time to share a memory. And I think it's the one I'm thinking of now. Now I've been talking about this. Does that have to do with something we did?
Yeah, something we did.
Okay.
And...
Well, let's wait on that.
Okay. Okay.
And what?
No. The and will give it away if I say the and.
Okay, don't do that. I want to talk about one or two other of my favorite cereals. And one of the cool things that they used to do with cereal was if you had a popular toy or a popular cartoon, you got a cereal.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Nowadays, they don't do that, at least that I know of. I think Star Trek, the movie, had a cereal. And I was really surprised by that.
Yeah.
But back in the day, everything got a cereal. Like, there was a real Ghostbuster cereal, and they had that cool, like, hologram front of the box.
Yes.
And, like, this cool hologram image on the front of the box sometimes. There was a G.I. Joe the cereal. I remember distinctly when I was a kid, little kid, at my grandparents' house, my sister eating a bowl of strawberry shortcake cereal on my grandparents' kitchen floor.
That sounds good.
And me, it was such good cereal.
Sounds good.
And I was eating, I think, a bowl of G.I. Joe cereal.
Yeah.
And it was so awesome.
Why not? Kids eat cereal.
Kids love cereal. I love cereal.
I love cereal, too.
I snack on it all the time.
I still eat it.
My wife, Bobby. Okay, I'm mentioning my wife again here. This is something, this is one of her pet peeves for me. We'll be watching a show late night, and I'll go, man, I want a snack.
You have cereal.
I have the cereal.
It's loud.
I get it, it's loud.
Because you don't...
She sees it coming.
James doesn't put milk on his cereal.
I eat it dry.
He eats
all
it
the
dry.
Time. All the time. For breakfast sometimes I eat it dry.
Yeah.
I barely ever put milk on it. So I'm always looking for cereals that are good to grab with the handful, you know? Like Fruity Pebbles is not a good snacking cereal. You can't grab that with a handful. It gets everywhere. It's a mess.
It's a mess. It's a complete
Rice
mess.
Rice Krispies. Terrible snack and cereal. It's got to have something
I think
you can grab.
I chose Rice Krispies in...
It's a dull cereal.
It's a dull cereal. Oh, you get the popping sound at first. You
Who
know
cares?
What? Who cares about that? I'm not trying to listen to it. I want to taste it.
I'm not thrilling my ears with the cereal.
Yeah, I'm not thrilling,
my mouth.
Exactly. And guess what? If you don't scarf that bowl of Rice Krispies in like 3 seconds, it's gone. It turns to mush.
The only good thing about Rice Krispies is Rice Krispie Treats.
Exactly.
And now they make a cereal that is Rice Krispie Treats.
And I would like to give a little insight on our story. Timmy doesn't get Rice Krispie Treats later.
Mm-mm.
He's stuck.
Stuck with it.
His mom won't make him.
Oh, and he doesn't get any sugar to put in it either.
No.
It's just it and milk. Because if you're drowning in sugar, it gets a little bit better. But you're not supposed to
it's
do
gross.
That.
It's gross.
Where was I going? I lost my train of thought.
Snap, crapple.
Snack and cereal.
Snap, crapple, and crop.
Yeah.
Snap, crapple, and pop.
Remember I said see wee all earlier? That was a better cereal joke. anyways, so my wife, she'll see me heading towards the kitchen.
She knows.
And I know what's going on inside her head. She's thinking... I know we got the Reese Puffs in the kitchen. I know we got them in the kitchen. And he's going into the kitchen. He's getting those Reese Puffs. And I'll just come strolling in, big grin on my face with those boxes of Reese Puffs. And I promise, I say, I'll be quiet this time.
I'll try.
I'll be quiet
you
this time.
Try, you can only try.
I can't be quiet.
No.
It makes too much noise.
The bag is rattling.
It's so good, and I can't help to have it. I love it.
Do you go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Sometimes. I'm not a huge chocolate fan.
I'm not either.
I'm not a huge chocolate fan.
I'm not either.
My favorite current cereals... Because Batman's off the table, are probably Peanut Butter Crunch, because I love peanut butter,
mm-hmm.
and the Honey O's, which you introduced me to. Those are cheap.
Quaker Honey O's.
And they remind me of the Batman cereal.
They're delicious. That's
the taste of them reminds me of the Batman cereal. Those are my favorite currants.
It's pretty good.
I also like Honeycombs, but I haven't had them in a while. And Waffle Crisp. That's good, too.
Waffle Crisp.
I'm getting freaking hungry.
I'm hungry, too. I wish we had some snacks.
I can't believe we chose this topic when we had no snacks.
That was stupid. You know, man.
Stupid.
So
really
dumb.
Really stupid.
What a couple of idiots.
Man, a couple of... Man.
Couple of real knobs.
If these
here.
Guys had a podcast, I wouldn't even listen to it because they're so stupid.
I wouldn't listen to them.
Not at all.
How dumb are you?
How dare you talk about cereals?
You planned this?
Yeah.
You planned this? You didn't plan ahead.
You didn't plan ahead.
You should have thought ahead. You should have thought ahead.
What movie is that from?
You know what it's from.
I know what it's from. But they don't. Yes, they do.
They do.
All right, so what else? Do you have anything to say about actual cereals before we got to talk about the story? Like premiums or something like
actual
that?
Actual cereals. Premiums, the very first memory that I have of cereal premiums, I was very young, but I believe it was Cheerios. And what you got was this little ball with a face on it. It was like a rubber ball with a face. Hmm. And it came with, like, pants that you sat it on. It had, like, accessories, and there were different ones. And I think back then, I think this was a send-away. And this was early. This was, like, 85 or something.
Wow.
You send away. But I remember getting that, and I was stoked about it. If anybody can remember what that... I tried to look it up. I could not find anything. Yeah, it was a purple... The one I had was purple ball, and he had a police cap. He had a police.
And you put these stuff on him.
Yeah, it was like a ball that basically it just sat in the lower leg part.
This does sound familiar.
Yeah, and then
I don't remember it as a hat. I don't remember.
Maybe it wasn't.
It might have been.
I'm almost sure that it was, but
I want to say some of my favorites now that you've been saying that. I've been thinking of some.
I could misremember.
Wacky wall crawlers. Those were awesome.
Why? Who doesn't love a wacky wall crawler?
Who doesn't love them? And for you youngins who may not have. Who may be tuning in? Maybe you're young.
All the young kids, hey.
Maybe you're a child.
Hey, what are you doing on the internet? Unsupervised.
Yeah. Hey, I hope you listen. I hope you asked your mom and dad if you could get action
features. Yeah. You better have asked your mom and dad.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to be checking your note. Make sure your parents send a note in next time about you listening to action features. All right, so wacky wall crawlers were like these gummy sticky things that had like all these legs. They look like octopuses, basically.
Yep.
And you would throw them at the wall, and they would stick to the wall, and they would slowly cling and, like, fall down.
They would roll down, yeah.
They were so cool. I loved those.
Every once in a while, you can still find a version of them in, like, the vending machines.
But you have to pay for them now.
Yeah, you have to pay.
They're not cereal premiums. Another one of my favorites was, there was these Garfield pencil toppers, and they were available in different colors, and it was just like a Garfield.
Sounds familiar.
It's like you pushed his tail and his eyes move or something, and I think it was an Odie one, where you pushed his ears and his... eyes moved or something.
Sounds familiar.
I remember having those and taking them to school all the time, like putting them on there and, you know, writing my tests.
Speaking of which, I had a...
Oh, I've just thought of another story.
I had a...
Go ahead.
I had a Panthro. This was not a premium. I bought it at a store. It was carded. But it was a Thundercats Panthro.
Yeah.
And it was a PVC, and I swore it was an eraser because it was kind of gummy. It was a PVC. Yeah. I tried to erase with it.
That's a bad idea.
I ruined it. I ruined the Panthro, but I kept it for a long time. I tried to then erase all the pencil, but the rubber had scratched
too
off too. I tried hard to erase with this thing. I tore up the paper. I tore up the paper.
I have a story that doesn't relate to cereal, but as I said about the pencil toppers, and taking the test at school. This has nothing to do with anything, but it's a funny story.
That's what we're doing.
So I have to say it.
You have to.
I'm gonna change the guy's name. I went to school. This is probably when I was in second or third grade. I went to school with this guy. I'm going to call him Larry. And Larry.
Cousin Larry.
I went to school at Cousin Larry. Look at Bronson Pinchot.
He shows Pinchot. Up. I'm going to try and bring him up.
Every time.
Every time.
I went to school with this kid. He had a problem with plurals. I'm making fun of a kid, but it was years ago. He's an adult now, so it's okay.
He's got it down now.
He said, instead of like saying... I don't know, like chair, like, it was only certain ones he had problems with. Like, instead of desks, it was deskies.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of tests, it was something else. Desks was deskies. Tests was...
For all you science majors
out
there,
you can figure it out. So every time he would say, do we take our tests... But he would say it the way he says it.
It's part of anatomy.
It would crack me up every single time.
All you biologists should know.
Every time it would crack me up. It still cracks me up to this day thinking about
it. It's funny.
Like, should we grade our tests, but not tests?
Not tests.
Deskies.
Different plural.
Yeah. Oh, man, I said it. Okay. Did you finish it all for me right there?
Well, I there was a pause between, so it's hard to... It'll be hard to connect the dots.
Well, all right. Okay, so I'm sorry for taking us off track.
No, it's good.
It was a funny time for me.
You have to tell it.
Childhood. That was back in the days when I was trying to trade... I tried to trade him, Tabe. He was one of the ones.
He wouldn't
one of
do my it. Victims. He was smarter.
He was smarter
you're
than
not,
that.
You're not, he was
he does not
than
do
that.
Plurals, but he knows not to trade for Tabe.
He knows not to.
Yeah. All right, so that was that, and I want you to tell this hero story now.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to ActionFeatures.net, the podcast with the most zestiest cast that could be for on the pod.
Most zestiest?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
What's going on?
Well, I didn't plan that. It just came out.
I didn't plan this episode's been brought to you by.
It just came
I'm
out.
I'm trying to think. Now I'm like,
you better
going to be thinking about it.
You better think of it.
The show.
You better have
something. Tell this story so you can be thinking of this.
What story?
The story with the...
Oh,
guilty as charged with the stories.
With the stories.
Which, by the way, if I didn't tell you, we haven't told them what that's from.
No.
From Step Brothers. One of the best lines in the
Very
movie.
Very funny
cracks
movie.
Me up every time. Me and Mike say it to each other all the time.
Guilty as charged.
Guilty as charged.
With the stories.
With the stories. So funny.
Okay, so the story.
You tell the story and I'm going to think of the bronze.
The story is that, you know, James and I used to work at a vintage toy store, so we did get collectibles once in a while. And, So we got James's favorite cereal in.
Well, hang on. Well, did we do my favorite cereal first?
It was after. It was second.
So let's talk about the first one.
The
first.
The first one was Adam's Family.
The cereal.
The cereal.
Which also came with the premium on the outside of the box. What? It was the Uncle Fester Light.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it was
cellophane
to the outside of the box.
The Uncle Fester
Again,
Light.
Again, couldn't fit it in that. The box really that well.
But they gave it to you.
But they still gave it to you.
Adam's Family, the cereal. This, when did that movie come out? 97?
You gotta be kidding me. It was 90, not 97.
93?
Maybe 93.
93, maybe?
It was early 90s.
Adam's Family, here's what it was. At least 10 years later. At least, if not 15. I can't remember the math, but it was a lot. A lot of years later.
A lot of years later.
And we get this box and it's been sealed.
Shelf life of a cereal's gotta be a year tops, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Tops.
Maybe. So... What are we going to do with it? You can't sell it.
You can't sell that.
What are you going to do?
Who's going to buy a 12-year-old, a dozen-year-old, dozen-year?
A baker's dozen. It was a baker's dozen.
A baker's dozen-year-old box of Adam's Family.
What are you
going
to do?
I got to find out when Adam's Family came out. I'm going to check.
What are you going to do?
While you're still... What are you going to do with that?
Pop quiz, hotshot.
What are you going to do?
You got an Adam's Family cereal that's a dozen years old, and it comes in sealed. What do you do? What do you do? Adam's, you know what that's from? It's from Speed.
Just, it's from. Oh,
it's from Speed.
I was gonna say it's from Action Features.
No, it's. Well, here's what you.
Hang
here's,
on. Just wait. Just keep stalling them. God. I'm gonna find out the year the movie came out.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Action Features.
The 1991.
91. Wow.
97. What happened between 92 and 97?
97 to me seems like a long time ago.
97.
I was off.
I knew it wasn't that close.
When was Adam's Family Values out?
Who cares? 97. I think I came out in the year of Who Cares?
Yeah.
This is 93.
I was off.
You're 4 years after the sequel.
I didn't see it till 4 years later.
All right, so I'm going to guess we ate that. Oh,
I
gave it away.
You guessed correctly because we opened that stinking box of cereal and we ate it.
We ate it.
It was so bad. It was not good.
We went for a few bites.
Yeah.
A few bites. I think we both were... It was more of a one-upsmanship.
Yeah.
Neither one of us wouldn't admit that we couldn't do it.
Yep. So crunch while you munch. Like, crunch while you munch.
It's not so bad. It was like in Dumb and Dumber.
It wasn't the worst thing with the hot sauce.
With the hot sauce, where they just keep going.
Or
like,
the peppers.
So
the peppers.
Yeah. It was bad. It was so bad.
At first, it wasn't so bad. It just tasted like stale sugar, whatever. We were both sick. By the end of the day, it was like,
bad.
Oh, this was a bad idea.
It was such a bad idea. We didn't put milk on it or anything.
No milk.
We just took a few handfuls and we ate them and we swallowed
That's right.
The first one, like you said, wasn't so bad.
I can't imagine it was that great to begin with.
It tasted like paper.
It was as good as the film. It was the cereal
was
equivalent
as,
of the film.
It was the equivalent of the second film.
To the second film, that's
the second
right.
Film.
Because the first one
wasn't
bad.
It was
bad.
Too legit to quit, the first one was.
It was too legit to quit.
Yeah.
It never quit.
Yeah, it doesn't quit.
So after this experience, this had to be same year, maybe a year later.
I think we even said after we ate it.
Oh, we'll never do that
we'll
again.
We'll never do that again.
Never do that again.
That was stupid. We'll never do that again.
Oh, how stupid.
Why would we do that? We'll never do it again.
This is silly. Now that we've done it, We could move
we
on.
We know that cereal does not have a shelf life of 13 years.
So what happened again was the Batman cereal came in 1989. This is 2 years before the cereal comes in. Sealed.
The average homeboy's done did it again.
Oh, no. The average homeboy done did it again. So what are you going to do? You got the Batman. Your favorite cereal comes in.
Yeah, my favorite cereal.
It still has the cellophane. It still has the bank on the front.
The bank is still on there.
What are you going to do?
I need the bank.
You had to have the bank.
I had to cut it open to get the bank.
So what are you going to do?
So we both sat there. We looked at the box of cereal.
Pop quiz, hot shot. Second box of cereal.
It's here.
Sealed cereal comes in. What do you do?
It was.
What's that from?
The action features of the podcast.
From Speed.
Oh, okay. Speed.
God.
We were both sitting there, and we're looking at this box of cereal.
There was a moment of contemplation, are we really going to do this?
And looking back at it, I can actually see like a mental image of us, above us, having the conversation about the Addams Family cereal, saying, we'll never do this again.
And it was bad.
And then we both just kind of nodded, like, okay, so we're doing this, So we opened up the box of cereal.
Popped the top.
Took a few handfuls. Did the same thing. We had a handful. We can make it through this. It's not so bad. The memory is still talking to me.
Little did you know that your last bowl of cereal really wasn't the last time you'd taste Batman cereal.
But it wasn't the same taste anymore. And we were sick again the second time.
That's right.
And we promised ourselves, again, that we'll never do it again.
We haven't since, but we haven't had the opportunity.
But if a box of Ghostbuster cereal comes through here, I'm eating it.
I guarantee you I'm going to taste
it. I'm telling
you
right now, we're going to eat it.
I'm going to try it.
And this time I'm going to try it with milk. I'm going to go the whole nine. Or Ninja Turtle cereal. If that comes through, I'm eating that.
We're going to do it.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to eat it. So
I don't blame you at all.
That was the story. Guilty as charged. What are you writing down over there? You come up
with an idea? No, yeah, I had an idea.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about premiums, let's talk about fast food premiums a little bit.
Okay.
I don't really have a huge story to share here. But I did. I don't know if this will slip into another podcast, so I'm gonna slip it in here because the whole premium thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep the ball rolling a little bit.
Keep it going.
What time is it? Where are we at?
We're good. We got it's 26 minutes already.
Wow, this is flown.
Flown by. Too fast. Too fast. The cereal.
Burped off camera.
The cereal episode. So
camera. Did I say that last time?
We don't have a camera.
What's the cameras?
Actually, we do have a camera. We're recording this whole thing. We're not sharing it with you guys. It's for personal.
It's for our own personal video cast.
Personal use.
When I was a kid, we didn't get fast food a whole lot.
Yeah.
It was more of a...
Well, those were the days when nobody got a lot.
No.
And it was better.
Well, there was... I loved the cartoon Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies,
they make our dreams come true.
Yeah.
Muppet Babies, we'll do the same for you. I like adventure, I like romance.
I don't remember the rest of that.
Animal Dance. I don't know the rest of it.
Something.
We should have prepared for that. That could have been our sing along.
It's not, though.
It was
we have
close.
To do another one now.
No, I don't know another one. I don't think we're getting another one.
Okay, that's good.
Anyway, I loved Muppet Babies, right? Mm-hmm. And I wanted Muppet Babies toys really bad.
Yeah.
Right? So the kids down the street, John and Matthew, which you may hear a lot of the stories from them. They were the kids that grew up down the street from me.
Okay.
Good friends for years. I don't know if they listen to this. I know they're on Facebook.
Maybe
they have listened to it.
Hey,
John and Matt, if you're listening to it. So they... I don't remember seeing a commercial that McDonald's had Muppet Babies toys. I just remember them having, I think, Kermit before I knew anything about it. I was like, what is this? What's this Kermit? And they were great Happy Meal toys.
They were great.
PVC figures that came with vehicles
came
and
with
stuff
vehicles.
They could sit on. Gonzo and Miss Piggy, I think, were permanently sitting down because they had like little car things.
Miss
Piggy had a car.
Yeah.
And Gonzo had a tricycle.
He had a tricycle. It was green.
Yeah.
Was green.
Or a big wheel type thing or something.
Green. It was a green big wheel.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think... both Fozzie and Kermit could stand because Kermit came with a skateboard and Fozzie came with like a rocking horse on wheels.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's here and there with the story. Well, I remember just going crazy. I'm like, I have to have, this was the first time in my memory that I could think of where I had to have all the Happy Meal toys. It was like, I had to have all of them. So we had to go every week, right? And convincing my dad, I love my dad and I love my mom.
I love your dad too.
But it took real convincing for him to take us to McDonald's each week to get McDonald's
to get
once a week.
Yeah.
Right? So, because we ate at home all the time. My mom's a great cook. We eat at home all the time.
Right.
So, it was like, Mom, you gotta your mom first. You know, Mom, you know how much I love Muppet Babies. It was the only way you can get Muppet Babies toys. We gotta go to McDonald's every week, and I gotta get a Happy Meal. And my sister was in on this too. Like, she was down for it because she loved Muppet Babies. It was one of the only times there was a team up.
You were a team.
James and Christina. That's my sister's name.
You were a
team. We teamed up. We discussed it beforehand. Like, look, we got to team up on this. We have to have these Happy Meal toys. So we go every week, right? And it was a big thing to go to McDonald's and get these things and drive through right over. And I remember it was Miss Piggy Week. All right?
Yeah.
And this is an especially important week for my sister because it's Miss Piggy.
Right.
So we get to the drive-through, and I don't remember what it was. I remember my dad was not that happy about going this time. Like, I know he was really forced into going this time, and I know he wasn't happy about having to go to McDonald's and get these Happy Meal toys or whatever. And as a father, too, I know that sometimes it's frustrating to do certain things when you don't really have time. And he worked. He was the only, I mean, my mom was the housewife and everything, but my dad had to work crazy long hours. So, but he still went. He was like, okay, we'll go to McDonald's and get this toy, you know. And it was towards the end of the week. I'm building this up so much. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
So we get to the drive-thru, and he gets the meals, and we're driving away, and we get, like, and I'm like, can I please look at the toy? Can I please just look at the toy? Can we please look at the toys? But it was usually we had to wait till we got home to open the boxes. But my mom was like, let him have the boxes and look at the toys. So we open up the boxes, and I remember both me and my sister were digging through, getting past the burger, and we get to the toy, and it was the preschool.
What?
It was the preschool toy.
Oh.
At McDonald's, they make special toys for preschoolers. Right. It was the preschool Muppet Babies toy.
What a letdown.
It was Miss Piggy with roller skates, but stuck in a weird position, and she was bigger than the other toys. And we both looked at each other like, what is this thing? And I just remember the look, like the incredulous look on my sister's face. She was disgusted,
disgusted
with the toy we pulled out.
That was the last toy she ever owned.
And she looked over at mine, and I looked over at hers like, what happened? And so we looked at the baggie, and I remember seeing it was like a preschool toy. And I remember saying, like, oh, no, they gave us the wrong toys. And my mom was like, it's Miss Piggy, isn't it? And I'm like, but it's not the Miss Piggy with the car. It's the stupid Miss Piggy on roller skates. But it was too late.
You couldn't take it back? Oh.
Well, my dad. My dad was already put out having to go do this McDonald's thing.
Yeah.
And it was already late, and we're already on the way home, almost home. It was too late.
Too late.
We were stuck with this stupid Miss Piggy. So we never got the Miss Piggy.
Never got the Miss Piggy.
With the car. I did years later from like a Goodwill baggie or something like that. But I remember just being disgusted with that stupid Miss Piggy and just being so disappointed that she didn't match anything else. So you McDonald's employees, if you're listening, you make sure you check.
Check.
You make sure you check that you not giving a preschool toy to somebody that doesn't want a preschool toy. We were preschoolers.
What were you thinking?
What were they thinking right then?
Didn't even check.
This Piggy on roller skates.
Didn't even check. Oh, let's just grab a toy and put it in. Whatever.
If I could have cussed it as a kid, I would have been cussing up a storm.
Oh, you would have sworn.
I would have sworn like crazy over this stupid Miss Piggy. I'm still mad about it. I'm still fuming.
Wow.
All right, well, that was the story.
That's the story.
All right, so I wanted to slip that in at some point.
Well, you slipped it in, my friend.
I slipped it in.
You did it.
You may think that it's not a big deal.
I can imagine.
But to a kid, that's a huge deal. You can't have a Miss Piggy out of scale with stupid roller skates on that doesn't stand up.
Yep. I had disappointing moments like that myself. I can't think of any at the moment.
Well, think of some.
I won't.
Not right now.
But you know, there are a lot of Happy Meal premiums that have been cool and filled voids over the years.
Yeah.
One of the best Happy Meal premiums.
I can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
From any.
It's tough to beat Muppet Babies. I got to tell you this right off the bat.
It's very tough to beat.
Before you say what you said,
it's very tough to beat.
Muppet Babies was great.
But for me, it was Batman the Animated Series at McDonald's.
Those are good.
They were figures.
Those are good.
They were small figures. You got action figures.
They had show accurate, really.
They had articulation.
Yeah.
The Batman had it.
The Catwoman had it.
And those are the only two that I can think of, really.
That's the only thing I can think of that were actually figures.
Right.
I think the rest were stupid.
There was
like
a Two-Face in a car or something. Yeah, they're dumb.
Those are the worst.
But
I hate the ones molded into the car.
I do, too. With the little hands sticking up on the joke.
What a joke.
What a joke. McDonald's employees, what are you thinking? Here, listen. If you get something stupid like that, it is your responsibility to these kids to bring in your own toys. Go to the toy store and pick up a bunch of action figures and slip them in it. Instead.
At your own cost.
At your own cost.
You
out of pocket.
You spent $6 on the figure.
Out of pocket.
The Happy Meal's still $3. Sorry. If you get a batch of stuff,
it's your responsibility.
Like that, you can't pass that off on a kid. No kid The Tailspins. Remember the Tailspin premiums?
Another Tailspin.
Another Tail to Spin.
Oh, yeah.
Tailspin.
Oh, yeah.
Tailspin. Spin it, let's begin it. Baron, grin it when you win it. You can win it in a minute when you spin it, spin it, spin it.
Wow. Did you hear that? Good job. Good. That's a tongue twister.
That was a tongue twister, and I got it out.
How many shells could Sally sell on a seashore?
I can't believe I just busted that out. No problem.
You did it. That's the best way. If you had thought about it,
I would have been you too flustered. I've been spin it and grin it a minute.
Right. But you did it.
I got it out. There you go. There's your sing-along. So I hope you know the Tailspin theme. But those were terrible. You remember those? They were like little planes, and they had the characters stuck inside, and their heads were big.
Oh, stupid.
And just so stupid.
So stupid.
If you had brought that to school, I'd have beat you up. Or I probably would not have beat you up, but I'd have been disappointed in
you. You would have wanted to.
I would have. Inside my head, I was beating you up.
Yep.
Because don't bring that. Don't bring that. Don't bring that to my yard.
Don't do it.
No, I don't want to play with that.
Can you take it out of the plane?
No.
No. Is the plane in scale with the figure?
No.
No, it's just the head sticking out.
Does it
stupid.
Look anything like the show? No, because they weren't giant characters sitting inside tiny planes.
They didn't each have their own plane.
No, but...
Oh, my
God. I'm getting mad at McDonald's right now.
Okay, we gotta move on from McDonald's then.
Okay.
We gotta move on from McDonald's.
Tell you what, Burger King. They had the Ninja Turtles. Those were terrible, too. They gave you, like, stinking badges and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those?
Yeah, I do.
Those were so stupid. A badge that, like... Michelangelo hangs from it and it says Cowabunga.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna wear that to school.
You can't wear
it. I'm gonna get made fun of. I was too old to like Ninja Turtles anyway.
You can't wear that.
Oh.
Maybe we should. Maybe you're getting too. Maybe
I'm getting upset. I really am getting upset about this.
Oh, it's upsetting.
Okay. You want to wrap this up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up then. Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. Don't fake it. I don't know the second line.
I had a good brought to you, but I lost it.
Golly, are you kidding? I'm going to delay it. I'm going to keep it going until you think of it. Here we go. So this whole episode has basically been, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Action Features, the podcast with the most. I hope you think of it.
I don't have a good one.
I don't have much.
I don't have a good
I could
one.
Go on to so, I could go on to something that is not a premium, but we talked about these things. I don't know if this should be better, best on it for another episode.
Don't do it.
Okay, I'm not going to do it. I had something for you guys.
I'm just going to go with whatever pops in my head.
Okay.
It's not going to be good. I'm warning you now. If you look forward to this episode is brought to you by, it's not going to be good.
Wait, do you do it after I sign off? Or
you do the sign off, and then I do the brought to you
all by. All right.
But I'm warning you now, folks. Just as soon as Mike gets done, just turn it off.
No.
Because it's not going
to
be good.
Listen to it.
Right.
I want to know what it is.
Okay.
I want to wait in here. All right. Thanks for tuning in once again. This has been Action Features with James and Mike. If you got some time, head over to hazardpublishing.com. There's some sweet stuff up there. Yeah, a little plug.
Nice plug.
Awesome stuff there.
Nice plug.
Lots of different things, lots of creative things.
What was that web address again?
Hazardpublishing.com. There's a link to it on the actionfeatures.net website. Like us on Facebook if you like us. If you don't like us, go ahead and like us anyway. I'm changing the rule. You can like it if you don't really like it in real life.
Just like it.
Just like it.
Because we're up to 45 now.
45?
It's facebook.com/actionfeatures. Like the page. Why not?
Why not? Why would you not like it?
Why would you? It's not going to hurt you.
It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't count against you in some grand scheme. Nobody's checking who you like and who you don't like at Facebook.
Your friends aren't going to see that you liked Action Features and then go,
oh, those guys.
I can't believe they liked Action Features.
Oh, my
God. The Facebook page.
I won't hang out with them anymore.
No, they liked Action Features. Technically.
Just do it. Just do it. Go there right now. Tell your friends.
Every time we see a new one, we get so excited. We tell each other. We call each other in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
Guess what, buddy?
We got another like.
Up to 43 likes.
Yeah.
All right, so...
World famous. So, once again, this has been Action Features with James and Mike. And remember, an open box is an empty box.
Hey, this episode of Action Features has been brought to you by Marshmallow Peeps, world's worst Easter candy.
I have to disagree.
You're crazy if you disagree with that. Peeps are
brutal. Action Features.
Marshmallows, they're gross.
They're not good stale. They're not